We are opening the doors of the Nata PR School. And in this program, I teach you how to create your own influencers and journalists list of contact. And this is what I'm talking in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 158, where I'm inviting you to the Nata PR School. The doors are open. And just to entice you, to tease you a little bit, I'm going to give you some tips and just to show you how great and simple what we teach is at the Nata PR School. I want you to get on board because you're going to learn so much. You're going to have such an advantage over your competitors knowing the basics of PR. And so voilà, so today we talk about how to create your own list of media and influencers. And maybe you're like me, and when you want something or you don't know something and you need to go through a process of learning new things, there's your brain that's telling you, it's impossible, you're not going to be able to do it. Well, your brain is just saying those little things to protect you, because of course you can do it. And this is why I created this program, to make it so simple, so easy. You will discover it's not rocket science, public relations. It's something that you need to do on a regular basis. It's like going to the gym. And you don't need to have studied in the fields for years. Huh? Sometimes my brain is telling me, well, only professionals do that. I cannot learn it. Well, my friends, yes, you can. And you know that, you know, since the advent of the web, and since now the web is accessible to so many of us, let's say we have all these internet connections, sometimes we take it for granted, especially when you live in North America. And I know, because let's say internet is down for a day at the office, my employees cannot even work anymore. It's like the phone back in the days, like when the phone was not working. Now it's the same thing with internet. So let's say it's accessible and we all have internet. So obviously, we have access to so many things. It's a true democratization of knowledge, really. Think of it 1 second. There's so much information out there. You can find about just about everything on anything. This is why sometimes it's complicated to find what is the program for you, or how to go faster, not to get lost and, you know, get lost in this rabbit hole of information, of course. So this is why I created the Nata PR School. And come on, you have to get in this program. And what the value of it is just incredible. So here we are today. I just want to tease you and show you how great and simple what I'm teaching. So how do you create your list? Let's say you don't have any contact. You start from zero. Well, first of all, if you are present on social media, anywhere you are, well, ask your fans. Ask them what they're reading. What is the website they consult the most? Are they reading any specific or, you know, industry publication, like specialized publication? What do they read online or not? Ask them. You'll have so many information just there, especially if you have a community that's really responding to you guys. You've been like in investing so much on your social media platforms. It can be, of course, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Ask your fans what they read or listen to. It can be a podcast, you know. You can ask them, what's your favorite podcast? It's really going to give you some great clues. That's number one. Number two, follow the path of success. There's another coach that I love, and she calls it follow the leaders. I'm not going to use it because I didn't invent it, and I respect that, but I think that's what it is. It says what it is. So follow the path of success. Find online where your competitors and maybe brands you admire or you want to become are being discussed. What are they doing online? And the third one is really what I was talking about, like specialized publications, what we call trade publications, and podcasts, because these are also incredible places to start and, you know, begin your approaches and get featured through trade publication or podcast, get invited to some of the podcasts. Like you can start with small ones and go up the ladders, as we say. So voilà. So ask your community, conduct a small survey. Which magazines are, they read online? What is their favorite influencers? Which websites do they visit the most frequently? It's going to be so much interesting. You're going to gather so much information. And follow the path of success. Number two, whether you're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or not registered on our platforms, follow the paths of success. Identify two competitors, one company that inspires you in your sector, and go on Google, my friends. And you can use, you know, the news filter or Google Alerts. If you go and you type the name of the company and you select news, then you'll see when it's the last time a journalist or they were featured on any website. That's super interesting. That's probably the best thing to do. So you'll find journalists right away. So who wrote something about them? That's the first thing. So the goal of this approach, of course, is it's not to copy people. Even if you try to copy them, you can't even try to copy them. You'll never do exactly the same thing. We're humans. So to copy something, you know, exactly the same, it's just impossible. And that reminds me, for those who know, I've learned music all my life. So I have a bachelor degree in music. And this is the one thing we were trained to do. Listen to the masters, like the best pianists out there. Listen to how they play a certain piece. And I'm telling you, my friends, before we were able to do it exactly like them, well, it was kind of a never. And this is something else also. People who learn to compose music, they also sometimes copy masterpieces. And I don't know if you know some Beethoven or Bach, especially Bach. This is something these guys were doing, or other musicians, other composers after Bach. They took some of these masterpieces and copied them just to learn how it was done, to inspire them. And this is so many creators do that, because humanly, you will never be able to do exactly the same. So don't worry. You follow the path of success, very successful people. You won't, you know, be like them. So that's not the idea. Here is not to copy them, but it's to understand what worked for them, what is working, and inspire you to do the same, right? And so the third thing is specialized publications and podcasts, and you can find them online very easily. So something, even if we have huge database at the agency, this is something we do all the time. So we search online, let's say, for the top five magazines in the boat industry, the top, you know, publications in beauty, podcasts. So you'll find these lists of outlets and you can start there. You can even identify the top TikTokers, Instagrammers, influencers in beauty, in a city, in a province, in a state, in a country. So you'll find tons and information very easily like that. So voilà, this is just like a little bit, you see, simple. Then you start with three to five contacts and you start sending information. So voilà. Know that magazine and podcast to blogs and specialized website in your sector are really interesting, because then you can see what your competitors are doing. And it's kind of filtered, because this is their mandate, is to talk about what's new and what's happening out there. And why not contact directly the journalists who cover your industry, who talks about both cars, furniture, design, food? You know, there's probably specialized magazines in all kind of industry. You're a startup, there are publications on startup, technology. It's so much fun to start with those publications and move up the ladders, right? So if you follow one or two trade publications, you'll be informed about what's happening and what your competitors are doing. So much fun, right? So we are opening the doors of the NADA PR School. I'm so excited about this, and I invite you to come work with me. I'm going to be helping you all the way, every step of the way. And I promise it's not going to take you more than 2 hours a week for maybe 6 weeks. So it's a very condensed program, simple. easy. I'm giving you all the tricks of the trades to go fast and to generate results in less than 2 hours, maybe just an hour a week, really. So get on our list. And if you have any questions, you're not sure, contact me. I'll be happy to. We'll schedule a free consultation and I will let you know. I'll tell you really in all honesty if this program is for you or not. Sometimes I tell people, well, I don't think you're ready for that. And that's it. So contact me, nata@natapr.com. I hope to see you in class, my friends. Please join. We'll have so much fun. And we'll generate results. We'll increase your visibility. We've had students who got some crazy results. So I know we can generate results for you as well. And I hope more than anything that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.